Blog Talk Radio.
Does anybody here remember Berlin? Remember how she said that we would meet again someday?
about that. I'm out wasting 8 minutes of a show, 7 minutes of a show. I had to switch mics. And anyway, it's March 30th, and it's against the wall. And, wow, that sucks. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about a little bit is, to obviously, April's right around the corner. You know, Easter's coming up next Sunday, so happy Easter. We wanted to take a little break and reassess things and see where we wanted to go with the show. You know, this week I want to talk a little bit about national groups. You know, so the whole spiel you guys didn't hear because my other mic was dead. I found one that was called U.S. Crow, and I've been watching them for a couple of years, and I'm not sure if they even exist. I have never met anyone who actually personally talked to someone from that group. So be careful when you put your names on anybody's app. When I first started out, when I first woke up, there was two national groups that I was, you know, was kind of impressed with, and one is ARM, and the other one's United States Militias. They have, in the last few months, seen the woken up their social media pages, so I'm not sure if they went dark. I know there was a talk of a merger with ARM and another group, and for some reason I just can't remember what that other group was. It's good to see them back because, especially the United States Militia, they've had really good success with some of their earlier videos. And if you haven't had a chance to take a look, head over to the Icon media page, and I have links for all the show or all the groups I'm going to talk briefly about now because I wasted the show over stupid mic. The other one is the Frontiersmen. They're within the last few years new. They're building a pretty solid foundation for success, and even what they do as far, you know, I consider them in the Patriot movement, but in the Patriot community, but I think what they do is uniquely different than a lot of folks are doing. And I'm not going to talk about anybody's operational stuff because there's really no way for me to know some of them. You know, with all these groups, I do know people who are involved with them, but you know, a lot of these stuff is OPSEC. So if you really want to find out about these groups, you got to go look them up, and especially with the Frontiersmen one. I know they have a Michigan group, and I know they have several other states. The Michigan group seems to be very active and seems to be very talented folks. And the gentleman that started it out of Ohio is a very talented gentleman, and he seems to be, you know, from what I could tell, a pretty squared away shooter. Especially when you're dealing with people, if anyone has dealt with anybody in the Patriot community for 5 minutes, you know, even recruiting, socializing, it's all different. It's all uniquely different, and you can't socialize them like you would do, I don't say your brothers at the Moose or the Elk, or maybe you will, I don't know. the other one I want to talk about is the Watchmen. You know, I was involved with them for 2 years, and they were the first group that I went with. You know, I watched them all for a long time, and I ended up going with them, and you know, Freebird and his crew. You know, they were. You know, I wouldn't say they were the first, but they were one of the first to do what we know now as the Patriot community. And Freebird had been involved in the movement, you know, 20 years prior to that. They have fluctuated in state groups, but everybody does. It seems that their latest surge, that they're moving to a better place. It's good to see that, you know. I'm not with them anymore, and you know, that sucks at times. But it's, you know, you want to see people that you care about succeed. You know, I don't want any of them to fail, especially this. What we're doing is bigger than all of us. It's bigger than me, and you know, regardless of what's going on with me, the Patriot community is going to survive. It's became its own entity. You know, them and the Frontiersmen, I know there were some groups, I think, that left the Watchmen, and they're over at Shakira Freeman, or Frontiersmen, I'm sorry. I was thinking about something else. And I still think they're being successful, too. Like I said, I'm not really sure of their operations. I can only, you know, speak with some of the people I have dealt with, and some of the things, obviously, that we all see on social media. It really seems that both those groups are doing really well. The biggest one here lately is the Three Percenters, obviously. Their HBO thing has happened, and I think the Three Percenters, I know here in Michigan there was an initial group, and then there was some issues to where they split, and in the most part a lot of people say Three Percenters, and then the others created a in-state group that's doing really well. And it seems like they brought some of their practices over from the Three Percenter, but both groups here are doing really well. And obviously, as we had when I was with the Watchmen, when we had a Discovery show, they TV brings in a lot of people. It doesn't necessarily mean that everyone that hits their pages or Facebook pages or their actual web pages and actually even show up and get vetted. Is very small. For instance, I heard a number that if you get 100 that hit your Facebook page, maybe 50 of those will do an app, and then maybe 20, 15 to 20 of those will get to the next process of actually signing up, and then maybe. Yeah, 5 to 8 will actually get vetted, and you might be lucky, even extremely lucky, if you get 3 or 4 out of that initial 100 that's going to be a productive part of the group and actually be in the group. I get a lot of invites to go train with people, and I just haven't had the time to do it, and it sucks because I don't consider myself somebody who just sits on Facebook and that kind of stuff. I'm obviously lacking in some skill sets, and I certainly want to get out and train with people. So 3% are going to grow, and I think they're going to get a lot of hits, and I think they're going to get a lot of hype for the next few months. I think with any of these groups, you'll get some people that will hop around from group to group to group, trying to find a home, and some have good reasons, and some, because they couldn't be in charge on one side or something like that. The biggest thing is, if you're going to do these things, you've got to actually do it. One of the things I like to say is, especially when I was younger, I come from a family of athletes. It's everyone. My dad, my grandparents, my brothers, everybody was a great athlete, and I most certainly didn't go through all those practices. Sign up for the team and do this to sit on the bench. You gotta have a better goal than that. Just showing up is a big step, but to do something after you show up. I played sports to play. I didn't play sports to sit on the bench or sit on the sideline. And then everybody's seen it. Those people that sit on the bench and sit on the sideline, how they say things just ain't fair, but they just don't want to go out and work for it. And the patriot community, I think, with anything else, has that problem too, and I think it's always going to have that problem to an extent. But the other thing I like to see with all these groups is, and I talked about it earlier, and I think it's called the Patriot Unity Coalition, and a lot of these groups have signed up for that. I believe Rick Wright in the Texas, although I don't think Rick's with the Texas militia anymore. They all signed on that, and then I can't remember the other gentleman, the guy that started it all. So if you go to these web stages and you see that Patriot Unity Coalition, and if I'm saying it wrong, I apologize. I'm gonna go look after the show, then I'll post it. Those guys that took oaths to act accordingly, so you're pretty squared away if you run across one of them, and even if they don't, give them a look, give them a try. We got to get out there and do something. If you see everything that's been going on the last few weeks, if you're not involved, you should be involved. Obviously, today was NSA at Fort Meade. Things going on with Russia. It seems like the Cold War stirring up. Everybody wants war. To me, actually, World War III has already started, especially in the Middle East. People forget how World War I started. They fought for a long time before we got involved. Same thing with World War II. You know, we weren't really involved until we were attacked, and I most certainly hope that we're not all waiting for that, because I think what would come is probably going to be bigger than 9/11. And I know a lot of conspiracy people out in the Patriot community that talks about that, but I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about we got to get involved, and especially if you got kids and family. You can't rely on people that's going to help you, especially if you're by yourself. All these groups are all legal. They're very honest, and they have bylaws, and they have standards, and they have rules. And there's no reason not to get involved with any of these groups. If you go out there and you participate and you 100% and you take care of business, you may find a family. That's what I found in the Patriot community. When I've always tried to talk to other people, especially in the family or even friends, hey, do you see what this is going on? Or, hey, do you see what's going on? The basic response is, how's it involve me? Well, by the time it involves you, it may be too late for you to do anything about it. Again, I want to apologize for the earlier part. I don't know what was going on with this mic. What I think I did is I forgot to charge it 2 weeks ago. I obviously didn't do a show last week. But I'm going to cut this a little bit short, and I'm going to play a little clip from Oliver Wendell Holmes, and obviously it's on the subject of the Civil War.
We have shared the incommunicable experience of war. We have felt, we still feel, the passion of life to its top. In our youth, our hearts were touched with fire. Oliver Wendell Holmes.